我们感谢主给我们有机会可以一起相聚在他的脚前。
We thank the Lord that we're able to gather together in front of him.
这次我们在主面前有一个负担。
We have a burden in front of the Lord this time.
我们读一个地方的圣经。
Let's read from one area in the scripture.
新约的雅各书。
In New Testament, James, in the book of James.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
新约的雅各书。
In New Testament, James.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
请弟兄姊妹今天晚上准备圣经要翻很多地方所以就不要收起来了
Brothers and sisters, we are not going to close the Bible this evening because there will be many areas that we'll be flipping the Bible a lot
我们只要念第一节的上半段。
We're going to read the first, from the first half of verse 1.
我的弟兄们，你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督。
My brothers, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you faith.
Verse 1, chapter 2, verse 1.
Verse 2,
chapter 2,
I'm sorry. Yeah.My brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ.
这节圣经在希腊文里面相当的难翻。
This verse is very difficult to translate in Hebrews, in Greek.
他说，我的弟兄们啊。
He said, my brothers.
你们相信。
He said, as believers.
相信谁呢？
Believers of whom?
他说：“你们相信我们的主耶稣基督。”
He said, "We believe as believers in our Lord Jesus Christ."
这里雅各说：“我们相信谁呢？”
Here James said, "Who do we believe in?"
我们相信我们的。
He said, "We believe in our
主
Lord."
耶稣
Jesus
基督
Christ
然后他在希腊文里面后面又加了一个字
And then in the Greek he added another word
他加了一个荣耀
He added another word glory
所以如果我们把雅各心中那个负担
If we reveal the burden in James
就是他一想到我们所信的这一位是什么样的一位的时候
So that is as soon as he thinks of the person that we believe in
他说我们的主耶稣基督
He said our Lord Jesus Christ
荣耀
Glorious
在雅各的心目中
In the heart of James
当他想到我们的主耶稣基督
When he think of our Lord Jesus Christ
他想不出有什么其他的字可以形容。
He cannot think of any other words that can describe him.
当他想到我们的主耶稣基督的时候
When he think of our Lord Jesus Christ,
他只能够说荣耀。
He can only say glorious.
所以我们晚上的题目
So the theme of this evening
就是我们的主耶稣基督
is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我把荣耀两个字漏掉。
I miss out the word glory.
是因为我盼望当圣灵带着我们从许多的圣经里面真的看见我们的主耶稣基督的时候。
Because I was hoping that when the Holy Spirit leads us to read, to see our Lord Jesus Christ through this Bible.
当我们聚会过去的时候。
When our meeting is over.
我们每一个人的心中都有一句话。
In our heart, there is one phrase.
荣耀。
Glory.
那就是神恩待我们。
That means God is being gracious to us.
在路加福音九章二十二节到二十五节那里。
In the Gospel Luke from chapter 9 from verse 22.
路加八章。
Chapter 8 in Luke.
那里记载的一件事情。
There recorded one thing, one incident.
那里记载的就是主耶稣跟他的门徒在船上。
There recorded the Lord Jesus with his disciples on the boat.
那么耶稣睡着了。
And Jesus fell asleep.
湖上忽然起了暴风。
And suddenly there was a storm on the lake.
船浆满了水。
And the boat was filled with water.
甚是危险。
And it was very dangerous.
门徒来叫醒了他。
So the disciples went and woke him.
说夫子夫子我们丧命了。
Say, Master, Master, we're going to drown.
耶稣醒了。
Jesus woke up.
斥责狂风大浪。
He rebuked the wind and the raging waters.
风浪就止住。
The storm subsided.
平静了。
And all was calm.
耶稣对他们说，你们的信心在哪里呢？
And Jesus said, where is your faith?
他们又惧怕又稀奇。
They were in fear and amaze.
彼此说。
And they said to each other,
这到底是谁？
Who is this?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
门徒跟随主已经有一段日子。
The disciples have been following the Lord for quite a while now.
他们认识耶稣是谁。
They knew who the Lord Jesus is.
门徒跟随耶稣有一段日子。
And the disciples have been following the Lord Jesus for a while now.
他们看过耶稣行许多的神迹奇事。
They have seen Jesus perform miraculous incidents before.
他们听过耶稣口中所教训许多奇妙的话语。
And they've heard the amazing words that come from the mouth of Jesus.
但是很稀奇。
But the amazing thing is,
在这个地方
here in this area,
当他们看见了主
when they saw the Lord,
我不是说他们以前没看见主
I'm not saying that they have not seen the Lord before,
但是那一天他们真的看见了主
But on that day, they truly saw the Lord.
他们又惧怕又稀奇。
They were in fear and at the same time they were amazed.
弟兄姊妹，前面大风大浪，他们都快没命的时候去叫耶稣的时候，他们圣经没有说他们惧怕。
Brothers and sisters, before the first time when there was a fearful wind and storm, when they went to walk with Jesus, they didn't say that he was afraid.
因为这个惧怕这个字不是讲小小的怕。
It's not a small fear.
这里的惧怕是吓得不得了的怕。
It's a fear that is really tremendous.
这些打鱼的人
These fishermen,
他们碰到大风大浪会有怕。
When they run into storms, of course they would be afraid.
他们快死的时候，他们觉得他们生命有危险的时候，他们怕。
Just as they were dying and they think that their life is threatened, of course they would be afraid.
所以他们去求主耶稣帮忙。
Therefore they went to plead with the Lord Jesus to help.
但是那个惧怕
But that fear,
跟他们风平浪静以后
is like comparing to after the storm comes down,
他们有的那个惧怕
that kind of fear that they have,
还没得比
is incomparable.
所以圣灵才说他们到那个时候惧怕
That's why the Holy Spirit said that's the time when they're afraid.
不但惧怕
not only were they in fear,
而且稀奇
they were amazed.
一个天天跟他们生活在一起的主
The Lord that lives with them every day
他们怎么会稀奇呢
How is it that they were amazed?
他们惧怕稀奇到一个地步
They were in fear and they were amazed to an extent
他们说
That they said
这到底是谁
Who is this?
这到底是谁、啊、
Who is this?
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters
你跟我
You and I,
多少的时候我们说我们听过耶稣
how many times have we said we've heard of Jesus?
我们信了耶稣
We believed in Jesus.
我们跟随耶稣
We follow Jesus.
我们也经历一点耶稣在我们身上的恩典
We also experience of grace that the Lord has for us.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
我们真知道他吗
Do we truly know him?
我们真的跟他有那样子的一个认识到一个地步我们是又惧怕又稀奇吗
Do we truly know him to such an extent that we live in fear and amazed?
到一个地步，我们说 ，Who is he?
To an extent where we will say, 他是谁？
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
到底耶稣是谁
？Who is Jesus？
到底你跟我对他有多少的认识
？So how much do you and I know him？
路加福音九章十八节到二十二节。
And Luke chapter 9, chapter 19,
十八节到二十二节。
From verses 18 to 22.
是九章还是十九章？我自己不认得我自己写的字。对不起，是九章，不是十九章。
It's in the Gospel Luke chapter 9 from verses 18 to 22.
我发觉到了一个年龄以后，圣经它都会跑着。
I discovered that when you reach a certain age, the verses will run away from you.
在这里，耶稣问门徒一句话。
Here, Jesus asked the disciple one sentence.
你们说我是谁
？Who do you say I am？
你们说我是谁
？Who do you say I am？
保罗在提摩太后书一章十二节。
Paul in Second Timothy, verse
chapter one, verse
chapter one, verse five,
twelve,
verse twelve。
他说：“因为知道我所信的是谁。
”Because I know whom I believe in。
请注意，他没有说我知道我信的是什么。
Please pay attention that he didn't say that. What do I believe in?
他说我知道我信的是谁。
He said I know whom I believe in.
弟兄姊妹，今天很多的时候，我们负责受浸班的同工啊。
Brothers and sisters, I know that a lot of us who are responsible for the baptism class.
我们有一个很大的危险。
We are in great danger.
我们常常考人家，就考人家，你知不知道你信的是什么？
We always try to test people, and we ask, "What do you know? What you believe in?"
一个人他可以什么都知道。
A person can know everything.
他就是不认识他信的是谁。
But he just doesn't know whom he believe in.
一个人可以他认识他信的是谁。
A person can know whom he believe in.
不见得知道他信的是什么。
Not necessary that he knows what he believes in.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
你要知道。
You have to know one thing.
知道你信的什么比不上知道你信的是谁重要。
To know what you believe in is not as important as whom you believe in.
因为约翰福音那里告诉我们。
Because in John,Gospel John, it tells us,
认识你独一的真神
to know your only true God,
并你所差来的耶稣
and the Jesus that he sent,
这就是永生
this is eternal life.
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
认识耶稣
to know Jesus,
这是圣经里面一个非常重要的概念
this is a very important concept in the Bible.
但是这个认识不是表面的认识
But this knowing is not a superficial one.
因为圣灵在用这个字的时候，用了一个很特别的希腊字。
Because the Holy Spirit, when he's using this word, he used a very special Greek word.
在圣经记载约瑟跟玛利亚的故事的时候。
In the Bible, where it's recording the story about Joseph and Mary.
弟兄姊妹都还记得说，当约瑟这个义人。发现他的未婚妻怀孕了。
That we brothers and sisters, you must all remember that when Joseph, this righteous person, when he discovered that his fiancee Mary was pregnant,
他非常的痛苦。
He was in sorrow.
但是因为他是一个义人。
But because he was a righteous person,
他不愿意明明的羞辱他。
He did not want to humiliate Mary.
所以他想暗暗的把她休了。
So he was going to disown her privately.
但是有一个天使在夜就梦中向约瑟说话。
But then an angel appeared to Joseph in the dream.
那叫约瑟说不可以。
And he told Joseph that you cannot do that.
把娶过来。
Come over.
Marry her.
Marry her.
然后圣经告诉我们说。
And then the Bible tells us.
约瑟就娶了玛利亚。
Joseph married Mary.
只是没有和他同房。
Did that, but only that he did not lay with her.
在好一点的版本就说
In a better version
只是说他没有认识他
It said in a better version it says that he did not know her
同房
To lay with her
认识
To know
是最亲密的认识
It's a very intimate knowing
最深入的认识
It's a very profound in knowing
今天我们很多人不是没听过
Today we not that we haven't heard about it
不是没见过
It's not that we haven't seen it
耶稣在地上行走的时候
When Jesus was walking on the earth
许多人见过耶稣
A lot of people have seen Jesus
许多人听过耶稣
A lot of people have heard of Jesus
还有很多人吃过耶稣变出来的饼和鱼
And a lot of people have tasted the fish and the bread that Jesus performed
但是他们不认识耶稣
But they didn't know the Lord Jesus
为什么这么难让他们认识耶稣呢
Why is it so difficult for them to get to know Jesus?
为什么到了有一天这些人会在那里喊说除掉他除掉他
How is it that the day comes when so many of them would say crucify him, crucify him?
因为那个时代的人
Because the people in that generation
他们心目中的基督
The Jesus in their mind
跟耶稣不一样
It's different from the Jesus that we know.
他们发觉这个耶稣不像他们心目中所想的那个样子。
They realize that this, they discover that this Jesus that they saw is not the same as the Jesus that they imagined.
因为不像他们所想的样子。
Because he's not like the one that they imagined.
所以他们就不能够接受这一位真实的耶稣。
Therefore, they're not able to accept this real Jesus.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
不要以为那个是两千年前人的 problem.
Don't think that this is a problem of people over 2,000 years ago.
不要以为只有那个时候的人，他们脑筋里面有一个想好一个样子，所以不是那个样子，他们就不接受。
Don't think that it's only the people in those 2,000 years ago that they imagined if this people is this person is not the same as they imagined, they cannot accept him.
今天有许许多多神的儿女。
Today is a lot of God's children.
我们也有同样的难处。
We have the same problem.
我们之所以不能够真的更深的认识我们的主。
The reason that we cannot truly get to know our Lord more.
很多的时候是因为在我们的里面我们有一个成见。
A lot of time is because we are prejudiced inside us.
我们已经有一个模式。
We already have a form, a mode.
我们认定耶稣就是这个样子。
We decided that the Lord Jesus should be like this.
我们没有办法很诚实的到主的面前来。
We're not able to come honestly before the Lord.
对主说，主啊，把你自己启示给我们。
To say to the Lord, Lord, reveal yourself to us.
我们今天是要主来适合我们所给他定出的那个样子。
Today we want the Lord to come and fit himself into the mode that we have formed for him.
我们的主。
Our Lord.
两千年以前
Over 2,000 years ago
他不肯让人把他定位成某一个特定的样子
It's not possible for him to be conformed into a mode that we have for him
今天
Today
他还是不会让我们把他放到任何一个样子的里面
He will still not allow us to put him into any special mode that we have for him
在我们跟随主认识主的路上
On our path to know and follow the Lord
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
到一个时候你可能就跟不上去
to a time where you may not be able to catch up with him
到一个时候你就跟主的关系在进没有办法再晋升
that you, to an extent where you not be able to improve your relationship with the Lord
因为到那个时候当主说我现在启示你是我要这个样子
because the time, that is the time when the Lord said now I will reveal to you this is how I am
我们就会跟彼得一样的祷告
then we would be praying like Peter
我们说主啊万万不可
We would say Lord no this cannot be
主啊
Say Lord
不可
No cannot
这两个字不应该放在一起的对不对
These two words should not be put together right
我们怎么有权利对主说不可以呢
What right do we have to say to the Lord that no
但是我实在的告诉你
But let me truly tell you
许许多多神的儿女
A lot of God's children
在跟随主一段日子
After following the Lord for a while,
就被许多的遗传
and because of a lot of hereditation,
traditions, 被这许多许多一些教会传统的教导
because of the, a lot of traditional teachings by the church,
我们就认定耶稣就是这个样子
and we decided that that's the Lord, the way the Lord should be.
当主要带我们再往深处一点去认识他的时候
when the Lord wants to take us to know him in a more deeper way,
我们就会说主啊不可以
we will say, Lord, no, this cannot be.
那弟兄姊妹让我告诉你
therefore, brothers and sisters, let me tell you this.
那就是你停止认识主长进的时候。
That is when you stop in your growth of knowing the Lord.
所以许多人可以说我信主40年，我信主50年。
A lot of people can say, I know the Lord, I believe in the Lord 40 years already, or 50 years.
我可以服侍主多少年。
I can serve the Lord for many years.
但是弟兄姊妹，你如果去观察这些人。
But brothers and sisters, if you observe these people,
你会发现怎么跟十年前一样
well, you would discover that why is it the same as 10 years ago
怎么跟二十年前一样
why is it still the same as 20 years ago
在主的里面
in the Lord
对着主的认识还是这样子
is the knowledge of the Lord is still the same
主对着主的认识
to know the Lord
就决定了我们向主的程度
will decide the degree of our knowledge of God
那因为我们的认识肤浅
Because of the shallowness of our knowledge of God
所以我们的生命也就肤浅
Therefore our life is also very shallow
所以你听我们的祷告常常就是软弱啊亏欠啊
So that you can hear, always hear that our prayer consists of weaknesses and fall short
因为不认识主
Because we don't know the Lord
很多人以为说主是很有怜悯很有慈悲的
A lot of us think that the Lord isvery compassionate and gracious.
是的。
That is true.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
在认识神这件事情上
But on the matter of knowing the Lord,
主是非常有原则的。
Lord is very principled in this.
弟兄姊妹你要明白
Brothers and sisters, you have to understand
主要的是什么
What does the Lord want?
他要的是我们对他的爱。
He wants the love we have for him.
因为他是把他所有的爱给了我们。
Because he gave us all his love.
而爱这个东西啊。
And this thing, love.
必须是建立在真实的认识。
It has to be built on true knowledge.
真实的委身。
True commitment.
如果我们对着主的认识。
If our knowledge of the Lord.
是真的碰到了主。
It's truly that we have met the Lord.
这个比我们从来没有碰过主的人。
This is comparing to we, those of us who have never met the Lord.
这个经历宝贵不宝贵
This experience, is it precious?
宝贵不宝贵
Is it precious? No.
好贵啊。
It is very precious.
如果我们真的碰见了他。
If we truly meet the Lord.
我们真的摸着了他。
If we truly touch him.
我们真的尝到了他一点点。
If we truly have tasted a bit of the Lord.
哎呀我们喜乐
We will be joyful
我们宝贝这个经历
We will treasure this experience
但是弟兄姊妹让我告诉你
But brothers and sisters let me tell you this
很多很多的时候
A lot of time
这一些的经历
These kind of experience
这么宝贵的东西
Such treasure thing
却常常可能成为我们认识主的拦阻
But it could constantly become an obstacle and a barrier for us to know God
弟兄姊妹记不记得我们小的时候听过的一个故事
Brothers and sisters, I don't know whether you remember a story that we've heard when we were young
叫瞎子摸象
That is a blind trying to feel the elephant
有一个瞎子摸到象的尾巴
There's a blind person who's touched the tail of the elephant
另外一个瞎子摸到象的腿
The other one has touched the leg of the elephant
两个人都摸到象了
Both of them have touched the elephant.
真实地摸到了象。
Truly they have touched the elephant.
但是两个人可以吵得很厉害哦。
But both of them, they could be arguing very violently.
因为象长的样子在他的心目中跟另外一个人是不一样。
Because the image of the elephant in his mind is different from the other person who's touched the elephant.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹啊。
Brothers and sisters.
我心里面有一个很深的负担。
I have a very profound burden in my heart.
这个负担不是对着那一般不爱主、不追求的弟兄姊妹。
This burden is really not for those brothers and sisters who don't care or love the Lord.
因为那些弟兄姊妹根本连主都没有碰到过。
Those brothers and sisters didn't even touch the Lord.
我的负担乃是对着那些真心爱主、愿意追求的弟兄姊妹。
My burden is towards those brothers and sisters who truly love the Lord and want to seek Him.
我们在追求主的时候
，When we're pursuing and seek the Lord，
我们何等的需要主给我们一个恩典。
How much do we need the grace from the Lord？
不以我们所碰到的那一点点就当作是全部。
Don't treat the little partial that we have touched as the entirety.
当我们来追求主、认识主的时候
，When we come to seek the Lord and to know Him，
我们必须真的跟主有那个亲密的关系。
We must truly have that intimate relationship with the Lord。
今天在一般的信徒中间
，Today with the general type of general common believers，
我们常常是跟主的关系不过是一个想要利用主的人。
We constantly have that kind of relationship that we seem like to be the person who wants to make use of the Lord.
比较浅一点的人是利用主给他找工作，给他治病。
But the more shallow people would be using the Lord to find a job for him or to heal the diseases.
比较高级一点的是利用主帮助他可以侍奉的比较有果效。
On a higher level, there will be people who try to use the Lord to help them to be more effective in their ministries.
教会可以增长。
So that the church can grow.
那最高级的利用主是什么？你知道吗？
The highest level of using the Lord, do you know what that is?
是让主成为我们的消遣。
So is that the Lord can entertain us.
如果在主的恩典中让我们有一点喜乐，
If in the grace of the Lord we can have a little bit of joy,
一点的满足，
a bit of satisfaction,
那就是我们一切追求的。
And that is all the seeking that we need.
我们就以那些做我们的追求。
And we treat that as the totality of what we are seeking.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
追求认识主，
to seek and to know the Lord,
必须追求认识主的自己。
We have to seek and know the Lord Himself.
知道关于主的事。
To know about the Lord,
跟知道主自己
comparing to knowing the Lord,
是完全两码子事。
They are two entirely different things.
认识主的自己
to know the Lord Himself,
有一个很重要的原则
there is a very important principle,
就是 take it or leave it.
It is to take it or leave it.
怎么讲呢？
How do you say this?
就是完全的接纳主耶稣
is to totally accept Lord Jesus
或者是就离开他
or to leave him
没有这种我只喜欢他 这一部分的
or it's nothing like I only like this part of him
另外这部分我不喜欢的
or the other part of him I don't like
请你原谅我说
please forgive me when I say
我自己在跟随主的路上
in my own following of the Lord
不止一次
more than once
读到一些主的话
when I read some of the words of the Lord
当圣灵向我开启一点关于主的自己的时候
when the Holy Spirit tried to reveal to me a little bit about the Lord Jesus
我常常不能接受
constantly I was not able to accept it
这太过分了
this is too much
你不是真的这个意思。
This is really not what you mean.
我们只喜欢挑那些我们看得很过瘾的地方。
We only want to choose those areas where we like to read.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
什么叫做信心？
What is faith?
信心就是全然的接受主。
Faith is to totally accept the Lord.
不讲条件，不打折扣。
No conditions, no discounts.
这是唯一认识主的方法。
This is the only way to know the Lord.
在欧洲有一个很有名的写剧作的一个写歌剧的人一个戏剧的人。
In Europe there is a very famous opera writer.
那么他有一个剧叫做玩偶之家。
There is an opera called The House of the Dolls.
对。那里面有一个女主角叫做Rana.
There's an actress who's called Rana.
她是非常漂亮。
She's very pretty.
非常的有气质。
She has a lot of qualities with her.
很懂得怎么跟人家相处。
She truly knows how to get along with everyone.
她的丈夫之所以娶她。
The reason her husband married her.
就是因为太仰慕她这个美丽，她的气质。
It's because he truly admired the qualities, special qualities and the beauty that she has.
结婚以后。
After they were married.
这个丈夫就常常带她参加各样的 party。
And this husband will bring her to a lot of parties.
因为在那些宴会的里面。
Because in those parties.
他的妻子一出现。
As soon as his wife appears.
所有其他的女人就黯然失色。
The other women in the room would be dazzled by her appearance.
然后所有人就会称赞她。
And a lot of people would be praising her.
那不只是称赞她，自然就会称赞她这个旁边的男人。
Not only do they praise her, naturally they will praise the man next to her.
有一天
，One day，
这一个太太发现了一件事情。
This wife discovered one thing。
她发现她的丈夫就是只爱她的外貌，她的美丽。
That she discovered that her husband only loves her beauty, her appearance。
她的丈夫根本对着她内心的世界所有的问题都一概没有兴趣。
The husband truly was not interested in any of her inner world.
她的丈夫只有一个目的，就是要利用她的美貌和她的气质。
The husband only has one goal, that is to use the beauty of the wife.
当这个妻子发现了这个事的时候
，So when the wife discovered this one thing,
她就告诉她的丈夫说：“我一定要离开你。”
So she told the husband, "said I have to leave you."
她的丈夫求她
So the husband was pleading with her.
说求你不要走
So I beg that you don't leave me.
她说我心意已决，我一定要走，你根本不爱我。
She said, I have made up my mind. I will leave you because you don't love me at all.
最后这个丈夫说可不可以就求你再留一个晚上
Finally, the husband said, Can I plead with you just to stay one more night?
这个女的回答说
And this woman replied,
我岂可与一个陌生的男人共度一晚呢
How can I spend a night with a strange man?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
连一个世间的女子
Even a worldly woman,
她都会说这句话
She can say something like that,
我岂可与一个陌生的人共度一晚呢
How can I spend a night with a stranger?
他怎么肯让他自己被人家利用呢
how can I allow myself to be used by someone else?
我们的主
Our Lord
在认识他的这件事情上
In the matter of knowing him
他也是一样的
He is the same
弟兄姊妹什么时候我们没有照着主自己的样子来接受他
Brothers and sisters, whenever we do not get to know the Lord in the way that He wants us to,
让他的自己打碎我们心目中的偶像
that let him himself to break the idol in our heart.
什么时候我们跟他的关系就停在那里
That is a time when our relationship with Him will stop there.
我们实在要求主恩待我们
We have to truly ask the Lord to be gracious to us.
如果没有这样子的来努力认识耶稣
If we do not try in this way to know the Lord
是认识耶稣照他的样子
To know the Lord as he is
这叫做信而顺服
That is called to believe and to submit
我们在认识主的事上就不会有进步
Then we will not improve on the matter of knowing the Lord
我盼望这几天这从今天晚上开始
I hope that starting from tonight
主来帮助我们
that the Lord will help us
从他的话语里面
from his words
向我们启示他是什么样的一位
to reveal what kind of God he is to us
我们大部分的人要在认识耶稣的时候
most of us during our path to know the Lord Jesus
我们大概认识的耶稣就是耶稣的受死耶稣的复活和耶稣的升天
the, Most of us only know about the death of Jesus His resurrection and His ascension
这三件事情确实是耶稣基督在救赎的世上的这个 The top of the crown
These three things, of course, are the most important thing at the top of the crown in our path to know the Lord Jesus.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
如果我们只认识这些,
if we only know these,
我们还是瞎子摸象。
We're still like the blind trying to feel the elephants.
我们摸到了象。
We touched the elephant.
但我们不认识这位我们的主耶稣基督。
But we don't know this, our Lord Jesus Christ.
荣耀。
His glory.
我的负担。
My burden.
就是从圣经里面来看。
Is to read from the Bible.
从永恒的过去。
From the eternal past.
到永恒的未来
to the eternal future,
圣经所启示的耶稣基督是哪怎么样的一位神
The Lord Jesus that is revealed the Bible, what kind of God is he?
今天晚上我们主要就是要谈 pre-existence of Jesus.
Tonight we're going to mainly talk about the pre-existence of the Lord Jesus.
万事以前的耶稣
The Lord Jesus that pre-exists.
约翰福音第一章
In the Gospel of John, chapter 1,
我们很熟的圣经
the Bible verse that we know very well,
太初有道,道与神同在,道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
万物是借着他造的。
He was, through him all things were made.
凡被造的,没有一样不是借着他造的。
Without him, nothing was made that has been made.
14节
In verse 14,
道成了肉身
The word became flesh,
住在我们中间
and made his dwelling among us.
充充满满的有恩典有真理
We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from Father, full of grace and truth.
我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光
We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father.
当我们到圣经里面去寻找关于万事以前的耶稣的经文
When we try to search in the Bible about the verses that's concerning the pre-existing Jesus,
我们会很惊讶
We will be amazed.
多得不得了
There are so many of them.
譬如说希伯来书
For example, in the book of Hebrews,
第一章
Chapter
1. 希伯来书第一章
In Hebrews chapter 1.
从第一节开始
From verse 1.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖
In the past God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets of many times and in various ways.
就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们
But in these last days he has spoken to us by his son.
又早已立他为承受万有的
whom he appointed heir of all things
也曾借着他创造诸世界
and through whom he made the universe
他是神荣耀所发的光辉
the sun is the radiance of God's glory
是神本体的真相
and the exact representation of his being
常用他全能的命令托住万有
sustaining all things by his powerful word
借着他
Through him,
创造诸世界
created all the universe.
哥罗西书
In Colossians,
第一章
Colossians chapter 1,
十五节开始
Chapter 1, verse 15.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像
The Son is the image of the invisible God.
是首生的
He's the firstborn.
在一切被造以前
is before all creation
因为万有都是靠他造的
for by him all things were created
无论是天上的地上的能看见的不能看见的是有位的是主治的执政的掌权的一概都是借着他造的
things in heaven and on earth visible and invisible whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities all things were created by him and for him
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
He was before all things, and everything was created through him.
耶稣基督
，The Lord Jesus，
不是在两千年才存以前才存在。
He did not exist only 2,000 years ago.
他的存在是在万有之先。
He existed before all that.
约翰福音那里说
In Gospel John it says
太初有道
In the beginning was the word
太初
In the beginning
这个太初跟创世纪第一章那个起初
Is this in the beginning and the same as in the Genesis in the beginning
不一样
Not the same
创世纪的那个起初
In the beginning, in the book of Genesis,
那是时间和空间开始的时候。
That is the beginning of time and dimensions.
约翰福音讲的太初。
In the Gospel of John, when he mentioned in the beginning,
那一个太初是在永恒里面永无限的那个开始。
This is in the infinite eternity before the beginning of all that.
是什么时候有神？
Whenever there was God,
什么时候就有这个道?
That was when the Word was there.
耶稣基督的存在,
the existence of Jesus Christ,
是在跟神一起就存在的。
He existed with God.
他不是后来才被造的。
He was not created later.
太初有道。
In the beginning was the Word.
道与神同在。
The Word was with God.
道就是神。
And the Word was God.
这里有很有讲究。
There's a lot of study about this.
看起来很简单几句话。
It seemed to be very simple, those few phrases.
什么人刚刚信耶稣的人一看也懂。
Those new believers could understand it.
一个人可以信主三十年、四十年，还没有办法完全体会这几句话里面的丰富。
But a person who believes in the Lord for 30 or 40 years still could not understand the abundance of these words.
不只是他存在。
Not only does he exist.
并且这一个存在是与神同在。
And this existence was that was he was with God.
这个与神同在就说到他跟父中间的关系。
When this says that he was with God, talks about his relationship with the Lord, the Godfather.
这个与神同在就是他与父在一起同享一切的荣耀。
To be with God means that he enjoyed all the glory with God the Father.
好像主在约翰福音十七章第五节那里的祷告。
It's just like the prayer that he has in the chapter 17 of Gospel John.
父啊，现在求你使我同享荣耀。
Father, so now let me share the glory with you.
就是在创立世界以前，我同你所有的荣耀。
The glory that we have with you, I have with you before the creation of the world.
道与神同在。
The Word was with God.
他是同样的荣耀。
He is the same glory.
是同样的丰富。
It's the same abundance.
他是享受神一切的爱。
He enjoys all the love of God.
道就是神。
The Word was God.
这里很有讲究。
There is a lot of very profound meaning here.
这个道。
This Word.
就是神。
Is God.
懂希腊的文人呢都知道。
Those who know Greek understand.
这个道前面有一个定冠词。
There is another prefix before the Word.
但是在神面前没有定冠词。
But in front of the word God, there is no prefix.
这就是为什么耶和华见证人的人说，他们可以翻圣经的时候，可以翻到说，这道就是那个小写的 God.
That is why Jehovah Witness was able to, when they flip through the Bible, that they can read, find the word God with a small letter.
所以很多护道学的圣经学者
A lot of the apologetics scholars
他们真是希望圣灵当初写这一节圣经的时候
They truly hope that when the Holy Spirit was writing this part of the Bible
应该在前面加一个定冠词
should add another prefix in front of the word
因为 article
article
因为前面一加了那个冠词的话
because as soon as they add the article
在整本圣经里面
In the whole Bible,
什么时候那个这个 God 这个字前面加了冠词
？As soon as they add this word in front of the word God,
那就没有得好商量的。
There's nothing that you can even discuss.
那就是肯肯定定的是指着我们的父神。
That is positively identify our God the Father.
所以很多人就很希望圣灵当初是这样写的。
So a lot of people wish that the Holy Spirit would have written the Bible this way in the beginning.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly,
圣灵就不这样子写。
The Holy Spirit did not want to write it that way.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为如果圣灵这样子写的话，
Because if the Holy Spirit writes it this way,
那么在教会的历史里面，
Then in the history of the church,
就一定会错误的认为耶稣基督跟父神不是两个位格，是一个位格了。
Then it would be mistakenly taken that the Jesus Christ and God the Father would be the same personality.
但是圣经里面很多的经文是很清楚的告诉我们说，耶稣基督跟父神是两个不同的位格。
But in many areas in the Bible, they've clearly told us that Jesus and God the Father have two personalities.
所以圣灵写这节圣经的时候，
So therefore, when the Holy Spirit was writing this part of the Bible,
他要告诉我们他是跟父不同的位格。
He wants to tell us that he and the Father have different personalities.
但是父所有的一切属性他都有。
But all the attributes of God the Father, Jesus also has.
这一位在万有以前的神。
This God who has existed before all things.
好像在弥迦书第五章第二节那里。
Like in the book of Micah, chapter 2.
那里讲到弥赛亚的预言。
Here it talks about the prophecy of Messiah.
伯利恒以法他。
In Bethlehem, Ephraim.
你在犹大诸城中为小。
You the smallest in the tribes, all the tribes of Judah.
将来必有一位从你那里出来。
Someone will come from you.
在以色列中为我做掌权的。
In all of Israel will be the all sovereignty.
他的根源从恒古从太初就有。
His root will be from everlasting.
这一位神他的根源是这一位耶稣是从恒古从太初就有。
This Jesus has existed from eternal, from the old.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
有一次在这个一些传道人中间谈话的时候。
One time among some preachers when they are during their conversation.
就讲到诗篇九十篇。
Talk about Psalm 90.
就问一句话说，诗篇九十篇可不可以说也是弥赛亚的诗篇？
They asked whether Psalm 90 can be also considered a Psalm of the Messiah.
能不能够说这个主是不只是指神，也可以说是指主耶稣基督？
Can we say in such a way that this Lord doesn't only mean God, it can also mean the Lord Jesus Christ?
那么当他们那样看的时候，他们就发现一件事。
So when they were looking at it this way, they discovered one thing.
如果耶稣基督真的是从恒古就有的，
If the Lord Jesus really existed from throughout all generations,
那这两节圣经实在是弥赛亚的诗篇。
Then truly these two verses are referring to the Messiah.
主啊
，Lord。
你世世代代做我们的居所。
You have been a dwelling place throughout all generations.
诸山未曾出生。
Before the mountains were born.
地于世界你未曾造成。
Or you brought forth the earth and the world.
从恒古到永远你是神。
From everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
这一位我们的主耶稣基督。
This our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是从恒古到永远，他是神。
He's from everlasting to everlasting. He is God.
如果我们仔细的看整个圣经关于耶稣在万事之前的经文，
If we refer to read carefully all the verses that's referring to the pre-existence of our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们就发现一件事。
We will discover one thing.
圣经里面有很多的经文。
There are a lot of verses in the Bible.
都在那里告诉我们说万事以前的耶稣
All tell us about the pre-existence of our Jesus Christ
这一位耶稣
This Jesus
他一个很重要的工作就是参与了父神的创造
It's one of its very important part of the work is that he partake in the creation of the world with the Lord God
我们刚才读的那些经文
theVerses that we just read.
已经都提到了他在希伯来书在哥罗西书都提到他的创造。
Both in Hebrews and Colossians, they have talked about his creations.
在旧约里面讲到神创造的时候
In the Old Testament, when it talks about the creation of God,
神创造用什么创造弟兄姊妹
What does God use to create, brothers and sisters?
话神说话
God speaks
是不是
He uses words
神说了
God said
就有了
And it came to be
神是借着他的话创造万有
God created everything, all things through his words
诗篇三十三篇
In Psalm 33
第六节
In verse 6
诸天借耶和华的命而造
By the word of the Lord were the heavens made
那个命原来的意思就是话。
The command originally in the original language means his word.
第九节。
In verse 9.
因为他说有就有，命立就立。
For he spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm.
话。
His word.
神的话。
God's word.
那弟兄姊妹，约翰福音第一章说，太初有道。
Brothers and sisters, so in Gospel John, in the first chapter and first verse, it said, in the beginning was the word.
请问这个道原文是什么?
Please tell me, this word in the original text, what was it?
话。
Word.
神的话。
It's God's word.
所以当我们把这个两个地方摆在一起的时候
So when we put these two areas together,
我们就认出来。
Then we can recognize
这一位万世以前的耶稣
This pre-existed Jesus
他就是神的话
He is the word of God
他就是神的道
He is the word of God
所以当神创造万有的时候
So when God created all things
是借着他造的
It's through him
因为神一说有就有
Because when he spoke, God spoke, it came to be
神命立就立
When he commanded, it stood firm
神借着这一位话来创造万有
God, through this word, he created all things.
万世以前的耶稣
The pre-existed Jesus.
不只是在旧造上他有份
Not only was he taking part in the creation.
他也在新造里面有份
He was also taking part in, he's also taking part in the new creation.
保罗在哥林多后书第四章
Paul in 2 Corinthians verse chapter 4.
第六节
Verse 6.
他说
He said,
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神
For God who said let light shines out of darkness
弟兄姊妹还记不记得创世纪里面神说要有光光就从黑暗里照出来
Brothers and sisters do you remember in Genesis when God said let there be light and the light was created
那是指的旧造
That is talking about the old creation
已经照在我们心里叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的脸面上
Made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ
这是讲到新造
This is talking about the new creation
在圣经里面另外还有一些经文让我们看到神的创造是借着神的智慧
A lot of other areas in the Bible is also talking about the creation of God is also through the wisdom of God
诗篇一百零四篇
In Psalm 104
第二十四节
In verse 24
耶和华你所造的何其多
Verse 24 How many are your works, O Lord?
都是你用智慧造成的
In wisdom you made them all
箴言三章
Psalm 3
No, Proverbs
Proverbs 3
十九节
Verse 19
耶和华以智慧立地
By wisdom the Lord laid the earth's foundation.
以聪明立天。
By understanding he set the heavens in place.
如果我们看箴言第八章。
If we go to Proverbs chapter 8.
从二十二节那里开始。
From verse 22 we begin.
在耶和华造化的起头。
The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works.
在太初创造万物之先就有了我。
Before his deeds of old, I was appointed from eternity.
从恒古从太初未有世界以前我已被立。
From the beginning, from the world began.
没有深渊没有大水的泉源我已生出。
When there were no oceans, I was giving birth.
大山未曾奠定小山未有之先我已生出。
Before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was giving birth.
耶和华还没有创造大地和田野并世上的土质我已生出。
Before he made the earth or its seal or any of the dust of the world.
第三次写说那时我在他那里为公司日日为他所喜爱常常在他面前总有。
In verse 30 it says, Then I was a craftsman at his side, was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence.
所以在旧约里面让我们很清楚看到神的创造是借着他的话。
So we can see very clearly in the Old Testament, God created everything through his words.
也是借着他的智慧。
Also through his wisdom.
那么在旧约里面那个智慧是一个人格化的智慧。
That the wisdom in the Old Testament is one that is personified.
Personified. 因为是人格化的。
Because it's personified.
所以在旧约里面它是用阴性的动词。是用女性的。
Therefore in the Old Testament it's using a female word.
等我们到了新约里来。
So when we come to the New Testament.
在哥林多前书那里。
In 1 Corinthians.
第一章二十四节。
In chapter 1, verse 24,
那里告诉我们说基督是神的智慧。
He says, Christ is the wisdom of God.
这里就不是人格化的智慧。
That is not being human, personified.
这里乃是讲的说神一切的智慧都有形有体的在基督的里面。
It says that, the wisdom of God is being built in the image in Christ.
当我们认出在新约里的耶稣就是旧约的就是神的智慧。
So we know that the Jesus in New Testament is really the wisdom of God.
我们就很清楚地看见。
Then we can clearly see.
耶稣在万世以前。
Jesus before the existence of everything.
难怪他可以跟父讲说我父做事直到如今我也做事。
That no wonder he can say that my father has worked and that until now and I am also working.
弟兄姊妹如果你去查考圣经里面关于耶稣在降生以前的工作。
Brothers and sisters, if you go and research about the work of Jesus before he was born,
你会发现耶稣很多很多的经文讲到我们的主在创造上有份。
Then you will discover that there are a lot of scriptural verses that talk about the creation that Jesus Christ has done.
今天很多的时候我们很注重神为我们所做的成就的救恩。
Today we pay a lot of attention to the salvation grace that the Lord has done for us.
但是弟兄姊妹不要忘记我们的主他的工作不是从救恩开始他的工作是从创造开始。
But brothers and sisters, don't forget that our Lord's work does not start from salvation, but it starts from creation.
神的创造是有目的的是有计划的。
God's creation has plan and he has a goal.
而且在神的创造里面他对我们每一个人都有一个责任。
And in his creation, he has a responsibility for each and every one of us.
神的救恩乃是要给我们能力让我们能够成全神所托付我们的使命。
God's grace is give us the power so that we can accomplish the mission that God has for us.
我们如果今天对这创造论有多一点的认识
Today, if we know a lot more about the creation, creativity,
我们在主面前的追求和生活就会比现在要丰富。
Our pursuit and life in front of the Lord will be more abundant than it is now.
因为创造讲出神真正的主权。
Because creation talks about truly the sovereignty of God.
创造也说出这一位神他是始无变有的神。
And creation talks about the God who changed something from nothing into something.
时间、空间、物质都是始无变有的。
Time, dimension, and material, they all come from nothing.
创造并且说到它不是造完了就算了就不管了。
Creation doesn't mean that after he's created, then he just desert us and he doesn't care anymore.
它是一直在那里持住万有的。
He is there constantly hold on to eternity.
这个对我们基督徒的意义非常的重大。
And this is very significant to us Christians.
今天神造的宇宙。
Today, God created the universe.
是一个有理性的宇宙。
One that is created with intellect.
因为宇宙是用智慧所创造的。
Because the universe is created through wisdom.
所以我们对这所有的受造之物都可以用理性去了解它。
Therefore, we can try to understand all creatures, all created things.
这是所有人类文明科学进步的根基。
And this is the foundation of the advanced science today.
如果不认为这些宇宙的东西是可以用理性去了解它，
If you don't think that you can understand all these created things through intellect,
就没有人会研究科学。
Then no one would try to study science.
这就是为什么你看在人类科学的发展史上。
So therefore, in the development of the history of the development of science and of human,
哪里认识神的创造？
Wherever there you know, try to understand, know the creation of God.
哪里就不会把宇宙看作是一个奥秘的东西。
That is where you will not treat the creation of the universe as a mystery.
你会把它看作是一个理性的创造。
You will treat it as intellect creation.
所以我们可以用理性去分析、去了解、去研究、去探讨。
Therefore, we can understand and research with reasons.
这就改变我们的思维。
That will change our ways of thinking.
不再盼望那些玄学。
We no longer think of all these spiritual mystify things.
因为宇宙是神所创造的。
Because the universe is created by God.
只有一位神。
Only one God.
他创造了所有的宇宙。
He created the whole of universe.
所以整个宇宙的任何一部分都是我们父神的。
So any part in the universe belongs to a God the Father.
我们这些被他买赎回来的人。
Those of us who are purchased through him.
我们有责任看管。
We have the responsibility to look after it.
所以在我们的生活中才不可以有属世和属神的分别。
So therefore in our life we should not have any difference in the worldly or godly thinking.
因为这个宇宙是神创造的。
Because this universe is created by God.
所以我们才有信心。
That's why we have faith.
因为我们知道他造的东西有一天他要负责任到底。
And we know that through all the created things he will be responsible to the end.
虽然现在看到有很多的污染，有很多的败坏。
Although now we see a lot of deprivation and corruption.
但是我们知道有一天一切都要变成新的。
But we know that all things will be new again one day.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
如果你不认识神的创造
Because if you don't know the creation of God,
你就不会看重你自己的身份。
Then you will not emphasize or you will not place importance on your own identity.
当你面对的人生中有许多无奈的痛苦
When you face a lot of sorrows and pains that you cannot help,
你就很难有一个盼望，知道明天更美好。
Then it's very hard for you to hope to have the hope that tomorrow will be better.
我们的主耶稣在降世以前
，Our Lord Jesus before he was born，
他不只是创造的主
，Not only he was the God of creation，
并且
，Also，
他是一位与人同在的神。
He is a God who's with us.
犹大书第五章
In the book of,
第五节没有第五章
In the book of Jude
最后在后面Revelation 的前面
Verse 5
中文圣经翻到这一节圣经的时候有一点怕
And the Chinese translation, when they come to this area, they were a little timid about it.
所以它跟有一些英文的版本的翻译是用了一样的想用一个简单的方法逃避那个原文的那个可怕性。
So they use the same method as some of the English translations do is to avoid the fear of translating incorrectly from the original text.
因为好一点的古抄本
From a better version of the old
manuscript.
它
第五节是这么说。
In verse 5 it says,
他说从前耶稣救了他的百姓出埃及地。
That the Lord delivered his people out of Egypt.
No. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus delivered his people out of Egypt.
你看我们姐妹念起来都 胆小了。
We're not very sure, so when we translate, we're a little afraid.
后来把那些不幸的灭绝了。
So when those that God later destroyed those who did not believe.
哎呀，这节圣经难死圣经学者。
This verse has given a lot of problems to Bible scholars.
开什么玩笑？
What kind of joke are you doing, having?
耶稣？
Is this Jesus?
把他的百姓从埃及救出来？
Did he deliver his people out of Egypt?
以色列百姓出埃及的时候，耶稣还没出生呢。
So the Israelite people, when they were delivered out of Egypt, Jesus was not born yet.
所以有一些手抄本抄到这里抄不下去啊。
So that's why a lot of copies, when they were copying, they were not able to go on from there.
就很大胆的就把它改成主啊。
They boldly changed that word to the word Lord.
弟兄们，你明白吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you
understand? 没有一个抄的人会，如果原来是主，没有一个抄的人会把主改成耶稣的。
If the origin text was the word Lord, not one was copying would change it to the word Jesus.
哎呀，难死了。
It is so difficult.
怎么办呢？
What do we do?
哎，他们很有办法。
They have a lot of methods.
因为你们知道，希伯来文的约书亚。
You know that Joshua in the original text of Hebrews.
跟希腊文的耶稣是一个字。
Oh, the word Joshua in Hebrews is the same word as the word Jesus.
所以他们就想说，那这个可能是指约书亚。
So they think this may mean Joshua.
但是很可惜啊。
But what a pity.
是谁带以色列百姓出埃及啊？
Who delivered the people of Israel out of Egypt?
摩西啊。
It's Moses.
不是约书亚。
It's not Joshua.
难啊。
That's difficult.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这下解圣经的人头大了。
So these commentaries, they really have a bit of problem here.
这怎么解啊？
How do you explain it?
这个已经够难了，对不对？
This is difficult enough, right?
哥林多前书。
In 1 Corinthians.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
第四节。
Verse 4.
这个也许明后天你们可以有机会问一下孙弟兄，他可以解一下。
Tomorrow when you have an opportunity, maybe you can ask Brother Sun who can explain to you.
哎呀，难死人了。
It is so difficult.
他这怎么说呢？
What do they say here?
我们多念一点好了。
Let's read a little bit more.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得。
Brothers, for I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact.
我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过。
That our forefathers were all under the cloud, and that they all passed through the sea.
都在云里海里受洗归到摩西。
They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
并且都吃了一样的灵食。
They all ate the same spiritual food.
也都喝了一样的灵水。
And drank the same spiritual drink.
所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石。
For they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them.
那磐石就是基督。
And that rock was Christ.
难吧？
Is it difficult?
以色列百姓在旷野走了40年。
The Israelite people, they wandered in the desert for 40 years.
保罗告诉我们说，有一个灵磐石随着他们。
And Paul tells us that there is a spiritual rock that accompanied them.
供应灵水给他们。
A supply spiritual drink to them.
而这个灵磐石就是基督。
And this spiritual rock is Christ.
你说难不难？
Do you think it's difficult?
所以有些圣经学者看到这种经文。
So some biblical scholars, when they come to this verse,
想啊。
They think and think.
他说大概是这样子。
They think maybe this is like that.
摩西打的那块石头啊。
The rock that Moses hit.
除了水供应他们的
other, the water that came out to provide to them.
他们后来就抬着这块石头。
Later on, they carried this rock.
四十年走来走去。
For 40 years, they wandered around with that rock.
神的奇妙的大能就让那个石头的水没停过。
And the amazing power of God, let that water flow non-stop.
哎，我也不敢讲那不是真的。
I dare not to say that it's not true.
因为再神岂有难成的事呢?
Well, with God, all things are possible.
但是你怎么解释那灵磐石就是基督呢?
But how do you explain that that rock, spiritual rock, was Christ?
哦，这个难死啊。
That is so difficult.
在降世以前的基督
The Christ before he was born.
他能够施行拯救。
That he can perform salvation.
并且他还供应百姓的需要。
And he also provided the need for the people.
而且他还施行审判，把不信的人都灭了。
And he performed judgment and he destroyed all those non-believers.
他是用什么样的一个样子去做的呢?
So in what method did he use to do this?
他是就什么方法?他是到底在旧约圣经里面什么地方有一些记载?好像我们能够说那就是耶稣呢?
So what method did he use? So in what areas in the Old Testament to say that this is Jesus Christ?
两千年的教会历史里面
In the 2000 years of church history,
有很多的人写这方面的书。
A lot of people write books about these.
有一本书叫做在旧约中的耶稣基督。
There is a book that said Jesus Christ in the Old Testament.
从向亚伯拉罕显示的那个天使开始。
From the angel who appeared to Abraham.
因为懂点原文的人都知道那个天使原文是一个使者。
Anyone who knows the original text know that the angel was the ambassador.
Messenger. 所以说那就是耶稣。
And it says this is Jesus.
是道成肉身以前的耶稣。
That is the Jesus before the incarnation.
他们可以一路写下去。
They can continue to write.
出埃及记二十三章。
In the book of Exodus, chapter 23,
二十节
In verse 20,
看哪、啊、我差遣使者在你前面
See, I'm sending an angel ahead of you
在路上保护你
To guard you along the way
领你到我所预备的地方去
And to bring you to the place I have prepared
他是奉我名来的
He comes in my name
你们要在他面前谨慎听从他的话
Pay attention to him and listen to what he has to say
不可惹他
Do not rebel against him.
因为他必不赦免你们的过犯。
He will not forgive your rebellion.
所以这里好像让我们看到那就是耶稣。
It seems to tell us that that is Jesus.
三十三章。
In chapter 33.
十四节。
Verse 14.
耶和华说我必亲自和你同去使你得安息。
The Lord replied, My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest.
中文翻作我必亲自和你同在。
Chinese said that I will go with you myself.
原文不是这个意思。
In the original text, this is not what it meant.
原文是我的同在要跟你一起。
In the original text, it says, My presence will go with you.
如果从这两个地方的圣经
So from these two areas in the Bible
我们再看以赛亚书六十三章
Let's go to Isaiah chapter 63
第九节
Verse 9
他们在一切苦难中
In all their distress
他也同受苦难
He too was distressed.
并且他面前的使者拯救他们。
And the angel of his presence saved them.
请你注意。
Please pay attention.
他面前的使者。
The angel of his presence.
是他那个他同在的那个使者。
Is the messenger of his presence.
所以我们从这些经文里面
So from these verses,
我想我们可以有一个比较清楚的看见。
I think that we can have a very clearer insight into this.
降世以前的耶稣
The Jesus before he was born.
他是以神的同在。
He's the presence of the Lord.
他是以神的使者。
He is the messenger of the Lord.
与他的子民同在。
And he is present with his people.
他拯救他们。
He saved them.
他供应他们。
He provided for them.
他也审判他们。
He also judged them.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你要问。
You want to ask?
刘弟兄你告诉我们这些干什么?
Brother Liu, why are you telling us these?
耶稣在旧约里面干那些事跟我今天有什么关系?
So what Jesus did in the Old Testament time, what is it to do with me?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这一些东西有一个很重要的一个应用。
There is a very important application here.
那就是帮助我们让我们清楚地明白我们怎么来读旧约
That is to help us to clearly understand how we can read the Old Testament
很多人研究圣经
A lot of people study the Bible
特别是旧约的学者那更是不得了
Especially those scholars of the Old Testament that is even more so
但是奇怪的是很多人越研究越不信
But the more amazing thing is the more they study, the more they would not believe.
为什么?
Why?
因为他们没有掌握着一个读旧约的原则。
Because they did not take hold of the principle of studying the Old Testament.
我们记得我们的主曾经给过我们这个原则。
Remember our Lord has once given us this principle.
我们的主在以马忤斯的路上跟两个门徒讲解圣经
Our Lord on the road of Emmaus He explained these to the two disciples
他怎么跟他们说
What did he say to them
他把全本旧约圣经所有指着他的向他们解释
He explained and referred to all those verses in the Old Testament that's referring to him and explained to these two disciples
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters
唯一能够帮助我们读懂旧约的秘诀
The only secret that can help us to understand the Old Testament
是知道全本的旧约圣经跟新约圣经一样的是在为耶稣基督做见证
To understand that the whole book of Old Testament is the same as in the New Testament to testify for our Lord Jesus
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters
耶稣基督
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主耶稣基督
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是主
He is the Lord.
他是从永远到永远他都是主
He's from everlasting to everlasting, He is God.
他是神
He is God.
神本性一切的丰富都在他里面
All the abundance of God is in Him.
他有一切的丰富
He has all the abundance.
他有一切的荣耀
He has all the glories.
这样的一位伟大的神
This great God.
从永恒的过去
From the eternal past
他是谁
He was God
到永远的未来
To the eternal future
他是谁
He is God
我们所信的这一位主
This God that we believe in
是这样一位伟大的神
Is such a great God
所以弟兄姊妹
Therefore brothers and sisters
A.B. Simpson
A.B. Simpson
这位弟兄
This brother
他被主带到一个地步他写了一条很有名的诗歌
When he was led by the Lord to an extent where he wrote a hymn
那条诗歌就说到 Jesus only
And this hymn refers that Jesus only
唯独耶稣
Jesus only
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
所有其他的宗教
All the other religions
所追求的东西
All those that they seek
有的是知识
Some of them are knowledge
有的是经历
Some of them are experiences
独独跟随主的人
Only those who follow the Lord
我们只有一个追求
We only have one seeking
我们不是追求知识
We are not seeking knowledge
我们不是追求经历
We are not seeking experience
我们是追求主的自己
We are seeking the Lord himself
因为这么一位伟大的神
Because the great God that we have
这么一位丰富的神
the abundant God that we have
难怪好像我们的姊妹祷告一样说有主就够了。
No wonder it's like our sister who prays, it's enough just to have the Lord.
在今天这一个末了的时代
Today in this end of time,
我们认识这位万世以前的耶稣
Well, we know this pre-existing Jesus
给我们一个保证
Gives us a guarantee.
不管别人说些什么
No matter what other people say,
不管别人说要追求什么
No matter what the other people are seeking,
我们都不被吸引
We are not attracted.
因为我们的眼目就看这一位
Because our eyes are fixed on this one.
我们的主耶稣基督
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
荣耀
Glory.
我们低头祷告
Let's bow our head in prayer.
父我们把这样一点点残缺的话交在你的手上
Father, we place these inadequate words in front of you
哪里有人的话能够来描述你的自己呢
Where can there be word, men's words to be enough to describe you
我们只有在这里求启示的圣灵
Here we are beseeching the spirit of revelation
求你把我们的主耶稣基督启示在我们里面
May you reveal our Lord Jesus to us
但愿这几天的聚集
So that may the few days of gatherings here
你的子民在你的脚前
Your people in front of you
眼睛能够被打开
Their eyes may be opened
我们可以看见耶稣
That we can see Jesus
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
In the name of Jesus Christ we pray
Amen,
Amen.